this term from which the term mindfulness comes, sometimes also translated as bare awareness. During mindfulness, we bring our attention to the present moment and become the witness or the observer. There are four core types of mindfulness, including mindfulness of breathing, the importance of which underpins all meditation practices and will be discussed in more detail. The first type of mindfulness is that of the body. This requires that we observe physical sensations, including sensations of the skin, internal sensations, and the breath. Mindfulness of the body is also seen in walking meditations, where we are mindful of each step. Mindfulness of feeling requires that we observe our feelings, whether we consider them to be positive, negative, or neutral. During observation of these feelings, the aim is not to react or entertain these feelings. By reacting, we are recreating the experience. This is more explicitly seen in modern applications of mindfulness when used as a technique for reprogramming the mind, such as in the work of Dr. Joe Dispenza. Generally, we do not want to attach ourselves to or identify with any feeling during this practice. Mindfulness of consciousness concerns noticing the direction of our attention and the observation of different states of being. For example, noticing how different moods or states come and go, noticing whether we are aware of being aware, or whether the mind is distracted or absorbed in thought. When we become aware that we are absorbed in thought, we have become mindful of consciousness. Mindfulness of mental objects serves the purpose of becoming aware of our perceptions in relation to things of the physical world. For example, an object such as a blade of grass is what is in the physical world. Our perception of that object is a mental object, and with it comes perceptions, associations, and judgments. This can apply to anything, including people. The aim is to perceive the object for what it truly is, untainted by the perceptions that come with that mental object. Anapanasati, mindfulness of breathing meditation, can be a good place to begin in order to develop concentration and awareness of the breath. Further study and practice of Anapanasati is recommended. The practice of mindfulness has been distorted from its original form as it has become integrated with Western practice. Although mindfulness has been used successfully in treating anxiety, depression, and other psychological issues, practicing it with the original purpose in mind leads to greater transformation. Zen. Zen comes originally from Chinese Buddhism, which developed in the 7th century BC. The Japanese Zen originates from the Chinese Chan, which is derived from the Sanskrit Dhyana, as mentioned previously. The practice developed in Japan and other Asian countries, and so we will use the term Zen as it is most commonly known. In Zen Buddhism, a practical approach is favoured over studying doctrine or scripture, although it does not dismiss scripture, encouraging direct experience through meditation. It is also influenced by Chinese philosophy. The aim of Zen meditation is to let go of thought and achieve mental clarity, to access the true nature of awareness without the clutter of thought, allowing the experience of the present moment. Zen meditation, also known as Zazen, sitting Zen, requires sitting in an upright position and diaphragmatic breathing is encouraged. Posture is very important in Zen meditation, the reason being that it facilitates correct breathing. One must sit with the back and neck straight, in the full or half lotus position.